ahead. Expansions will be a welcome journey for WPFW listeners every Tuesday from 2 to 5 a.m.
Returns to WPFW beginning Monday, July 29th, 2 a.m. till 5 a.m. with Music Memories, the best of old school from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Yes, the return of Alvin Nedab on 89.3 WPFW FM, Monday, July 29th, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
You are listening to Inside Out LGBT Radio Collective here on WPFW 89.3 FM. My name is Samantha G and I'm your host for the evening. I'm sending 1,000 greetings out to all of you out there in the universe. And I'm beyond thrilled to be here and there and everywhere with you and everyone in the ether. So listen, I'll tell you more about me and who Samantha G is later, but I want to tell you about this awesome network that you're tuned into right now. Inside Out is a collective that illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA plus experience. This is a groundbreaking show that aired 2008 and it's DC's only show of its kind on the FM dial. And it's one of only a handful of shows like it in the country. We take you inside of our community to look at everything from pop culture to politics through an LGBTQIA inclusive lens. Now, we're proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice. And Inside Out does air every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern on 89.3 FM. And you can listen on WPFWFM.org. online as well. Tonight is no different than any other Monday. And once again, I'm Samantha G. I'm your host today. A little bit about me. I am a vocalist, a writer, a voice actor, an entertainer, a world builder, storyteller, and even a real estate agent, which is kind of wild. I don't know if that fits. I'm also the director of Sway for Black in Space, where they call me Captain Sam. I'm an unfriendly, ethereal lesbian from outer space in that realm. To set the tone for the evening with you all. As you know, the world is on fire. And if you didn't know, this is me telling you that the world is in fact on fire. And depending on how long you've been alive, this may be your first time witnessing the world on fire. This may be your 20th time witnessing the world on fire. This might be your first time witnessing atrocities of this magnitude as an adult. And for some of you, this is just another world event unfolding in front of your eyes that you feel like your votes, your tax dollars, your beliefs, and your opinions have no control or influence over. And I know that some of us may be feeling hopeless. Many of us might be feeling like there's nothing we can do. But one thing that we can do in all of this is survive. And in a world where there will always be some state against some people, some many states against many people, I hope that you always choose to side with the people. And the first person of those people that you can care for in all of this is you. And so many of us have humongous feelings, big feelings about the things that we see unfolding in the world around us. So many big feelings about our families, about our relationships, about our friends, about ourselves, about our health, both mental, physical, spiritual, emotional. And I just want to take a moment to call us to those feelings and call those feelings to mind. Wherever you are. And I do hope that you sing this song with me if you know it, or just listen along if this is your first time hearing it. But this is Big Feelings by Willow Smith.
Just
Try and pretend that I don't have problems. If I'm being frank, sometimes I like to pretend that I don't have feelings. I think sometimes you get so used to your feelings not really mattering much at all, right? Your feelings not being relevant to anything in the situation other than yourself, that it's easier to just pretend that you don't have them, or at least in the immediate, it's easier to pretend that you don't have them. But the reality is we train ourselves to just push things to the back of our minds and produce, work, dissociate. And the next thing you know, so much time has passed where our feelings are no longer just unimportant to people around us. Our feelings are sometimes unimportant to us. And so when that song came out, first of all, Willow did her big one, not only being candid about the experience of what it is to be a feeling human, but experimenting with different time signatures that we don't get to hear on the top 40. So kudos to Willow for that, but also kudos to Willow for calling us to our big feelings at our big ages while Willow is still at their young age. But if you have another song that calls you to your feelings and gives you a means of expressing those feelings, don't be shy about calling in and telling us what that song is. If you do want to talk to us, we can be reached at 202-588-0893. I'd love to hear about some of your feelings, the big ones and the small ones, right? Maybe I'll even tell you a few of my secrets. And if you feel like we're strangers and you shouldn't be telling me about your secrets, let me introduce myself. I'm Samantha G, and you're listening to Inside Out Radio, and we air every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3. and WPFWFM.org. And WPFW is grateful to all of our listeners for their generous donations. Conversations like these are so important, and your generosity keeps us on the air. So thank you to all of our supporters. If you want to talk about the news, I don't know that anybody wants to talk about the news, but the reality is we can't stop talking about the news. We can't stop thinking about experiences that aren't just central to the one that we're having in the four walls of our dorm or in our homes. You know, some of us have a few more than four walls, but for those of us who are in studios, in tiny homes, in townhouses, in efficiencies, those of us who are living on sprawling mansions, it doesn't matter how big or small your home is, the world is so much bigger, and we cannot close our eyes to the things that are happening across the oceans, the things that are happening across the seas, the things that are happening across the street from your doorstep. And, you know, right now it's hard if you are a member of any social media platform or if you have any access to any media whatsoever to miss the student protests and miss an entire generation being radicalized by what they're seeing with their own eyes in real time. So, you know, we've seen a lot of generations, or maybe not a lot of generations, but a lot of people be radicalized through what they read that's been published by other people who have been radicalized. We see some of us radicalized through classes, radicalized through witnessing someone else's experiences. But these students, Gen Z and the younger millennials, are being radicalized by their own experiences in real time. The government wants to take TikTok from them. More specifically, the government wants TikTok to be owned and operated by a United States entity. But why do you think that is, right? It's because they won't be able to lie to these children the way they lied to their grandparents, the way they lied to their parents even, right? They can't downplay what's happening in Gaza. They can't downplay what's happening in the Congo. And they can't even downplay some of the things that have happened right here in the United States, because they are finding community with one another on these social media platforms and using that community not only to, you know, develop trends and dances, but to inform one another of the atrocities that are happening right now in the present, and to decode all the nonsense and the misinformation that they've been given about the past. And quite frankly, all power to the little people, the big people, the tall people, the short people, the fat people, the gay people, the skinny people, the disabled people. Power to the people everywhere, and protection to the people. I'll say it again, and I say it time and time again. There's always going to be some state against some people. We are living in a time of states versus the people, and I'm not just talking about the United States. We are living in a time of the state versus the people, and you have to decide whether or not you are the state or the people. And it is my hope for you, beloved, that if you are ever given an opportunity to choose between the state and the people, that you always and forever choose the people. I talked about the first person that you choose, right? You should be choosing you. And so I know what you're thinking. Okay, you got all these call to actions, mystery woman on the internet, mystery woman on the radio. What do you do? What is your personal praxis around it? What are your personal practices around it? And I'll be candid, all right? I go to therapy. All right. I spend a lot of time with my therapist. I know my wife, you know, I'm glad I have a supportive wife. I spend so much time with my therapist that anyone else might think I was cheating. All right. But I do go to therapy. I spend a lot of time there. I treat it like the club. I get there early. I wait to be let in. I dress nicely and I go there to impress. Okay. And we do talk about my big feelings, you know, and how the weight of those big feelings can impact my performance at work, how they can impact how I show up in my relationship and how I am allowed to have needs, how I am allowed to have boundaries. And I know what you're thinking, like, what in the hell does that have to do with current events? I am so glad you asked. And if you didn't ask, I'm telling you anyway, okay? Like, how am I going to be able to process genocide happening around me in real time? How am I going to be able to process my tax dollars being used to wreak havoc on children and the elderly and the disabled across the globe? How am I able to process that if I am still trying to process the unanswered questions from my childhood? If I am still trying to process the unanswered questions I have around my gender presentation and my gender identity, if I am trying to process who I am and who I'd like to be here in my home, in my relationship, who it is I want to be known for or known as in the communities that I live in. And so, yes, I go to therapy. I start with me. I choose myself, the person, the person of the people. My favorite person in the group of the people is me. And then immediately after, I am a member of my community. You know, my big feelings from time to time have not been viewed as big as they are, or not viewed as big in comparison to other people's feelings, because they're not as loud. I'm dramatic, but not dramatic when it comes to how I feel, right? So I'm the friend that if you check on me and you ask how I'm doing, the answer is going to be fine. Girl, I'm good. I'm good. Now, granted, I'm good means that if you go into my Google Keep document, or if you go into my notes document on one of my Apple devices, you will find a long laundry list of things that need to get done and obligations and people that I have to pay and people that need to pay me and things that I need to discuss with my therapist. But I've been taught that those things are my responsibility, and they are, and they are. But one of the ways that we survive everything that we see going on is to lean into community. And I have been so blessed with the type of friendship, the type of chosen family that would put a wall around me with their own bodies if it was needed until I recuperated, the type of family that would go to war for me. And how silly of me to not lean into that for something as simple as, hey, I need a ride while my car is getting an oil change. How silly of me to not lean into that notion of family, you know, when I need some support and just need to vent about something on a call, because I've got to save my energy for fighting the state, right? I don't have time to waste energy on little menial tasks and doing the laundry. I need to be efficient with my uses of community so that I can save my fighting energy for the real fight, okay? So that's one thing. I go to therapy. I lean into community. I guess that's two things, right? And of course, I'm going to play my music and I'm going to dance. I'm going to twerk and sing inappropriate song lyrics whenever I feel like it. I'm going to go to Black Joy Disco on the 19th and have one heck of an experience. So first of all, I'm hosting. But if you don't know about Black in Space, you should absolutely get to know this organization. Our founder, Lee, is a visionary beyond comparison. I can't even say enough about Lee and about how he cultivates community, not just for artists, not just for Black people, but how he intentionally creates very safe spaces and very open spaces for us to not just enjoy ourselves, but to curate our art and to cultivate our art, or even find our artistic voice. And honestly, you might even find Bay at one of Lee's events. You might find your next boo thing, but This lineup is kind of wild. It's kind of wild that we even have this many fine Black people in the same room. I'm just being honest. Now, you know, you may have a different version of fine than I have in my mind, but there's a lot of fine people on this lineup. We've got DJ Baron Fortier. We've got Asha Boomclack Santee, DJ Mother Shyster, P Noir, the Experience Band, hashtag the People's Band. Here, if you get your tickets, you want to get Mammoth at 4 o'clock because liftoff is promptly at 4:44. All right. That's all I can say. I'm going to say a little more on our Instagram and, you know, on our social media, but you should be following Black Space so you can keep up and go to blackinspace.com to get your tickets. So that's one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to celebrate life and living with the people that I love the most. And there's no one that I love more than Black queer people. And certainly no one I love more than Black queer people in DC. You know, we welcome our allies for sure, but we definitely center, you know, the Black queer experience through an Afrofuturist lens. You know, if Black people exist now, if they existed in the past, let's be clear, we will continue to exist in the future. And Black in Space is an organization that's going to make sure of that. Let me get off my high horse, okay? I don't have to convince you to come, because if you've been, you already going to come. If you know anything about me, you already know that I am the of a coping mechanism, but let's, you know what? Forget I said that. If you're listening right now and you identify as a chronic shopper, you did not hear me say that I have been coping with outfits, all right? Leave it alone. Listen, there are times when we all feel like we may have more enemies than allies. And I feel like existing at the intersections of so many marginalized communities at one time can make you feel that way. But I'm always reminded that self-care in itself is an act of resistance. Caring for yourself as a marginalized person is an act of resistance. When you care for yourself, you resist the desires of the dominant society that wants you to see people like you and I as less than. You resist the notion that the dominant culture has that you and I are worthless, all right? And there is one song that I always play to ground myself. It's been a song that's been a favorite of mine since I was a young person. I'm still a young person. Since I was a younger person, all right, relax. And this song reminds me that I am, in fact, like water in the sense that water itself has no enemies. And that's you too. You and I, we are both so needed on this earth, on this planet, just in the way that water is. Your distaste for water is of no consequence for me, okay? If you don't like water, you still need it, all right? I am water. Water has no enemies. This is Water Get No Enemy. I'm sorry, Water No Get Enemy by Fela Kuti.
If you want cook soup, now what are you going to use? Bang bono, if your head is hot, now what are you cooking? Toma bang dagba, oh mi lo malo. If your child is grow, now what are you going to use? If water kill your child, now what are you going to use?
Concern. I don't profess that I have many enemies, or at least I don't know if I do. I think, you know, the whole idea of having haters and having enemies, you know, I think it's valid. There are some people with some strange energy out there, but my enemies are of no concern of mine, especially knowing the stances that I've taken around my interaction with the humans on this planet, that if in fact they are my enemies, their problem is with themselves, their problem is with the universe. I have no desire to influence opinions of me. I have no desire to clear things up about me, right? If there are things that people believe about you that have nothing to do with how you've treated them, they have nothing to do with how you have dishonored the planet or dishonored nature or dishonored agreements, right? The agreements that we have that are unspoken between us and nature. You know, if people's opinions are not based in fact, I have no desire to clear them up. I have no desire to interact with my enemies or what the young people call them, their ops, I think. Is that what, am I hip? Am I still young? I have no desire to call them by name. I have no desire to give their energy any more life than it has. And so if you are thinking that you are experiencing opposition, whether it be at your 9-to-5 gig, if you are experiencing any type of ism or phobia at work or at your place of business, if you feel like you are having trouble navigating the nonprofit sector, if you feel like your art is not being well received, if you feel like your talents are not being respected, if you feel like you are alone in that romantic relationship that you're in, if your partner has become an op, I want you to embrace the idea that you have no enemies and release those enemies into the ether, release them into the universe, give them back to where they came from. And don't tell your boyfriend I said dump him, okay? Don't turn off the radio and go dump your boyfriend and say, Samantha G told me to dump you. But also, dump your boyfriend, okay? What did the song say? Break up with your boyfriend, I'm bored. y'all didn't hear that from me. And I'm sorry. Please, if you're in a healthy, happy relationship, don't listen to me. All right. But, you know, we spend so much time talking about our enemies and talking about the people that we don't like. And we don't really spend a lot of time talking about our friends and the people that make us feel like a person, right? The people that just make us feel good. And shout out to my little circle. I don't care how big or small it is. The people that keep me sane and keep me feeling like a human being. I feel like I'm very lucky to have established some friendships that began, some even began in elementary school and have followed me into my 30s. And keep in mind, when I say some friendships, I mean a very small number. I'm not, Madam Popularity, or at least I'm not Madam Popularity in that way when it comes to my inner circle. And the reality is that friendship, and I mean true, intimate, romantic, even friendship, is what is sustaining me in these times. And it is my hope for each and every last one of you that before you leave this planet, before you go to your next assignment, that you will be able to experience friendship, the depths of friendship, the type of friendship that sustains you, the type of friendship that allows you to sustain the friends, and of course, the type of friendship that sustains, a sustainable friendship that lasts over time, a friendship that gets to see you, that gets to witness you at various stages of your life. You know, I was just joking on Twitter, or formerly known as Twitter, the other day that, wow, these cannot be the same people that I was planning road trips to the docks with. This can't possibly be the same group of people that I was texting about who was going to take the drive from DC to Baltimore to go to the Paradox on Saturdays, because now the group chat is, you know, how much do you think it'll cost for me to get my water heater replaced? How much do you think, it'll take for me to get some work done on the brick? Or, hey, I'm having a little back pain. I mean, the group chat has just, it's changed. Okay. It has changed. And I have some pretty big feelings about that. Mostly good. But one thing about these lengthy friendships, the ones that, you know, start in childhood and span into your adulthood, they remind you of your mortality for sure. They remind you of your mortality more often than not, but they also remind you of those milestones that you very rarely celebrate. You know, the people who have seen you from job to job, from art project to art project, from career to career, from partner to partner. Okay, your friends remember that girlfriend from way back when. Your friends remember that one night stand from a few months ago that you don't like to think about. Your friends remember when you were in bad community with your previous lovers. They saw you through that time when you had low self-esteem and you were a filthy, lying cheater. They remember that, and they scolded you in private, comforted you in public. Listen, I won't call you out, all right? I know you're out there. I know some of you may have had this experience, but our friends have seen us at our best and at our worst. And I think friendship, at the root of it, right, is this desire to be in a community or various communities. But a friend group in itself is a tiny little community. And I hope that you all can become practiced in friendship, in platonic relationships, right? So that you all can be good members of the community. I think that friendship is good. It's a start. But then there is community after it. I said that community is sustaining us. Friendship is sustaining us, yes, but community is going to sustain us in those times where, you know, I need clean drinking water. Community is going to sustain us in those times where I need someone to teach me to turn these seeds into grain. I need someone to teach me to till the land. I need someone to care for my children while I till the land. I need to be able to trust my neighbors with my children. You know, and the reality is, and I'm just being honest, if I thought about the neighborhoods that I've lived in, the reality is that for every 10 houses, I don't think that I could trust 8 of those homes to watch my dog. And that's not because of anything that they've done, right? It is because of the nature of the world right now, the fear that you can't trust anyone and that no one is looking out for anyone's highest good except their own. The pressure that capitalism places on us to be individual performers, to be individual winners, to be individually the best at something, to make the most and to have the most individually just ourselves. The pressure that capitalism puts on us to just be one and not be one with one another is what is keeping us from accessing the deepest depths of our friendships. It's what's keeping us from accessing the deepest depths of even our romantic relationships. And it is certainly what's keeping us from accessing the deepest depths of what it is to be in community with one another. And, you know, I joke a lot. I joke a lot, but I am a very, very serious person when it comes to my ideas and my the folk ways and the mores that I follow when it comes to how I want to show up for people, how I want to show up as a person and my ideas of what community can look like or what community can look like and will look like if we keep centering the idea that we are not alone on this planet. We can't be. Those ideas I hold very, 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 very seriously, so much so that I'm almost losing my words because I've seen just such a vibrant display, even in the violence, of how these times create community. And, you know, some of you will misuse the term trauma bonds. You'll call it a trauma bond when people go through bad things together and it links them. But that's not the true definition of trauma bonding. So you'll inappropriately call it a trauma bond when really what we're seeing, these students who may not have even previously had much of anything to say to one another are now linking arms over something that they believe in, a common belief that they share, that everyone has the right to live. Children have the right to grow up. Children have a right to grow up in the country that they were born in without fear that a bomb will fall on their head because they weren't born on the right side of a borderline, because they weren't born to the right group of people. You know, they are standing in solidarity in belief of that one thing. And that one thing has them fighting for, truly, because they are fighting the police, honestly fighting for their lives, if we're being honest about what interactions with the police of any magnitude can be for people in this country. And they are forming in that moment a community. And as horrible as the circumstances are that have brought them together, it is just yet another demonstration of how one versus many always choose the many, right? And listen, I could go all night talking about capitalism, crying about capitalism and what it's doing to us, how it's crushing us, the weight of it on us as a society. But you would be surprised how optimistic I feel. Even if you listen to me, you know, complain and not even complain, just be honest and candid about the state of our union and about the state of the world as I see it from my vantage point. But you would be surprised by how optimistic I am. And honestly, some of you might not be surprised by how optimistic I am. I wouldn't be surprised if you have just a twinge of optimism somewhere in the back of your mind, somewhere in the back of your throat, getting ready to be coughed up. And, you know, as we try to take young people and indoctrinate them into patriotism and indoctrinate them into xenophobia, indoctrinate them into racism, elitism, colorism, capitalism, homophobia, patriarchy, all the sicknesses that we hold so dear. As we watch the state try to indoctrinate them, we are also watching in real time as they are fighting back. And I think that's something to be optimistic about. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs done in one of my favorite ways. And that is Optimistic, the rendition by CCB. Some of you may have heard Optimistic in its first instance through Sounds of Blackness, but this is the CCB version. So rock out with me.
Joy Club, a Marauder, and Megan Bell, and Kelsey. The
almost fell out of my chair. You know, getting older is a privilege. Okay, so this is not me complaining. It's just that beating my feet don't come as easily as it may have come to me 10 or 15 years ago. And even just pretending to do it in the chair, I'm a little out of breath. I'm not going to hold you. And it's neither here nor there, okay? Somebody was out there doing it correctly. I promise you I wasn't doing it correctly. But just a reminder that you can win as long as you keep your head to the sky. And the weather's breaking too. So, you know, get your sunglasses. Don't look directly into the sun, but do keep your head in the sky. All right. Inside Out would like to remind you that we are, in fact, a listener-supported radio show, and our goal is to provide the LGBTQ plus community representation, information, inspiration. Ooh, that rhymes. Support, and most of all, a voice. So please find us on the fabulous Inside Out LGBT radio Facebook page, and that's packed with news affecting our LGBT community. It's ably run by one of our collective members. And please message us there if you want to hear a specific type of show, if there's a topic that you're interested in. And then, of course, if you would like to listen to any of our previous shows, if there is a Monday that really resonated with you, something that you want to hear again, the archives are available on the WPFW 89.3 website. That is www.wpfwfm.org. Say that 20 times fast. We can also be found on iTunes and Google Play by searching Inside Out WPFW. Once again, I am Samantha G. You can find me anywhere where there is internet connection, anywhere where you have Wi-Fi, as She Be Samantha G. Once again, I am the director of Sway for Black and more about Black in Space and the zero proof experiences that we throw. Please get in contact with us. Also, I want to give a special shout out to all of our supporters. And then, of course, we cannot forget our engineer, Kalia, holding us down with the amazing sound. I want you to take a moment with yourself, right? Don't worry, I can't see you. Close those eyes. Well, if you're driving, don't close the eyes. Just, you know, internalize the closed eyes. But those of you who are sitting still, close those eyes. Take one deep breath in and out with me. One more. Take a deep breath in and out. I want you to take this moment to imagine a world better than the world that you live in. Imagine you being a person better than the person that you are. You're a wonderful person now, but imagine a world that allows for the type of person that you are to thrive. Imagine a world where you can reach all of your dreams. They're right there on the first shelf. Imagine a world where you are safe, where children who represent the child that you once were are safe, where your children are safe, where nature is not so heavily impacted by our existence, where nature is existing with us and we are existing with nature and we are being sustained by nature. Imagine a world where we are building one another up and building, bridges and high-speed rail, and where our educational systems are fortified, not by property taxes, but our educational systems are fortified by our desire to educate children and give children the eyes that they need to see an even bigger world than this big, huge world that we live in. I want you to imagine that. I want you to feel the glee and the absolute joy that comes from knowing that you are a part of that world and that you used your sticks and popsicle sticks and Elmer's glue to build that world and that you started it today. I want you to feel what it's like to be in that moment and stay there. I want you to stay in that world even after you've opened your eyes, even after you log into work tomorrow or you go to clock into your shift tonight or whatever it is you're going to do. I want you to take that world with you because we, the people, are the ones that are building this world. I love being Black. I love being queer, but most importantly, I love being here with each and every last one of you. I love you, and I hope you love you too. Samantha G, signing off.
International Jazz Day was established.
Hi, I'm Renee Bowser, a staunch trade unionist and host of a new WPFW program, Unionism Drives Community, airing Thursdays at 5 p.m. We will share the importance of knowing your rights in the workplace, the impact of unionism on working class advancement beyond the workplace, and how unionism can activate robust community among all of us. That's Unionism Drives Community, Thursdays at 5 p.m. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
WPFW is looking for volunteers to answer phones and enter donor information during our summer membership drive beginning August 11th through August 24th. Phone volunteering is a fun way of meeting new people and possibly your favorite programmers while also supporting the station. Need community service hours? Phone volunteering is the perfect solution. Contact us at volunteers@wpfw.org. or leave a voice message at 202-588-0999, extension 1008. That's volunteers at WPFW.org or 202-588-0999, extension 1008. For additional information, WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Expansions joins WPFW Tuesday, August the 13th at 2 a.m. Hosted by veteran broadcaster Vince Brown, Expansions will feature dance music from around the world, including funk, disco, rock, and world music from the 1970s through the 1990s. Before ending the journey, we'll feature the sounds of jazz, both funky and straight ahead. Expansions will be a welcome journey for WPFW listeners every Tuesday from 2 to 5 a.m.
Equal Portions is delighted to join Jazz and Justice Radio, WPFW, every Monday at 1 p.m. beginning August 5th. We're talking everything food justice, interviewing folks across all sectors, and playing the hottest new DMV music with your host, Sasha Lamira.
Hey, y'all. On Equal Portions, we'll be discussing all aspects of the way we interact with food, from the problems affecting our communities to the history and the story of the food around us and the local individuals within the food community. That's Equal Portions, Mondays at 1 p.m. on WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Brazilian music is back in its righteous place on WPFW. I'm your host, Roberto, and Berimbau airs on Sundays, 8 to 10 p.m. Are you ready to take a trip from Rio Grande do Sul to Amazon and back? That's Berimbau, Sundays, 8 to 10 p.m. on WPFW. Building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Dab returns to WPFW beginning Monday, July 29th, 2 a.m. till 5 a.m. with music memories, the best of old school from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Yes, the return of Alvin Nedab on 89.3 WPFW FM, Monday, July 29th, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Tune in Tuesday, August 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. for the WPFW Delegate Election Forum to hear from and ask questions to WPFW candidates who are running to represent you on the local station board. For more information and to read candidate statements, visit elections.pacifica.org or call 707-500-1910 to leave a voicemail for the election supervisor.
The 20th anniversary of DC Jazz Fest happens August 28th through September 1st, featuring performances by Samara Joy, Jacob Collier, Stanley Clark, Emmett Cohen, Ron Carter, Diane Reeves, and more. Details at dcjazzfest.org. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
This is DJ Lotus. Tune in to Soul Conversations, Tuesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WPFW, where you can hear the best in neo-soul, modern soul, organic soul, indie soul.
This is DJ YZO. Some of the artists that we play on Soul Conversations include Alex Isley, Emma V, Tall Black Guy, Zoe, Hiatus Coyote, 3070.
Hold on, DJ YZO. We also play Deborah.